something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and the lovely Shane Ward is on the phone. Hiya Shane, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm a very good man.
We catch up every couple of years on the show for some reason. I don't, and this is going back since X Factor days. So I'm almost running out of things to talk to you about because I know everything already. Where are you right now? What are you up to at the moment?
But I kind of feel like this is your life every time I speak to you because it is. It's like there's so much going on and we always do speak. But no, I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm just on a nice little break with my two girls driving through Cornwall. Sunshine is perfect today, actually. It's been raining the last couple of days. So, yeah, it's just nice to get away for a couple of days.
I know, just anything at all, isn't it, outside of your own house? Exactly. It's been such a long year and a half of nothing, hasn't it?
Yeah, for absolutely everybody, it's been a crazy, crazy year. Scary year, a lot of uncertainty. But fingers crossed, you know, we're hopefully, you know, getting a lot of these restrictions lifted and we can get back to, you know, what we can call daily living again, you know, so fingers crossed.
I kind of wonder if it's ever going to be normal again. Like, imagine if you were still single, right, and you were going out to nightclubs trying to meet somebody and chat them up. It'd be impossible, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's going to be absolutely impossible. I think, yeah, I mean, what is the normal now, I guess? It's just the next stage of something we have to, like, live with. Yeah, it's just scary, isn't it? I've got a four-year-old little girl. 4.5-year-old little girl, you know what I mean? So it's like instantly myself and my partner, so we're instantly protective and like making sure that she's okay. But it's a crazy world we live in.
Did you get COVID at all, Shane?
No, not at all. Not at all. We kept ourselves to ourselves.
Yeah, it was great. At the start, I wasn't really hearing about anybody getting it. And then as the year went on, it was like, oh, there's more and more people that I know. You know, so we didn't get it, thankfully. So listen, you're on now to talk about something that you have been working on. New music. I did not think that you were going to go down this road. I thought you'd maybe put that to one side and you were focusing on the acting. But you're doing music again. Tell me all about this.
Yeah, no, it was never something I'd ever give up. It's my first passion. But with the acting, it was great to really kind of, you know, try my hand at that and see how I was getting on and, you know, explore the different challenges. And I loved it. I loved that it, you know, it kept me out of my comfort zone. And like in anything, really, you don't necessarily any good at anything unless you try it. And I had an absolute ball. But I think, yeah, I was always going to be returning back to the music. I've always been wanting to start writing again. But yeah, the acting kind of got in the way. But yeah, because of this pandemic, it was a perfect opportunity because no one could go out acting, doing any other job. So it threw me back into the studio and I was like, but you know what? I'll start writing some new songs again. So that's what I've been doing since last year.
Yeah. And this might sound very nosy, but there was a lot of people, you know, in the public eye during the pandemic who, like that, found themselves out of work, actors and everything, because filming couldn't happen. And they took on other jobs. And there's a lot of worry when it comes to finances and everything. I'm sure you're the exact same as every other person. You worry about these things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I've got to keep a roof over our heads, you know, with my partner, we're both working. It's just, I think being part of a sector which is so important and it made everyone realise, like, just actually, first of all, how scary it is to be in this sector of the entertainment world because, you know, like everyone else, you're not helped out in any way in the art. And that was the scary thing about it. So a lot of us, yeah, we had to, you know, dig deep and go into our savings or other people went out and got other jobs and fair play to them. And it was really sad, really, you know, because as part of the arts, if you take away the arts, what do we have? We don't have your show, you don't have my performances, you don't have television shows. So people in general who need that escape and don't have anything to look forward to. So yeah, we just had to basically, like ourselves, my man and soul, we had to eat into a lot of willow savings. God bless us. When she's 18, we'll explain. But by that point, obviously, that wasn't really put back in. But it was a scary time.
And it's funny, isn't it, how, I mean, every single person in entertainment that I've spoken to over the last year, they've all said, yeah, well, we don't matter. We don't matter. There's no help there for them.
Oh, like, sure. No. Listen, we pay more than enough tax. That's all we say.
So listen, the new song that you've recorded, it is called Crazy in Love. So if you Google Beyonce, you might find Shane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But there's no lawsuit there, so don't worry about that. Yeah. It was so funny since I was there released this song and that's been one of the first questions that's been pop up. And it was like, nah, it's got no connection other than the same title. And even when I was writing the song itself, the actual title of it came from, because what I tend to do is when I'm in the studio and I kind of put the chords, like kind of rough chords down, I then put on the microphone and then just leave it recording and then see whatever comes out. I listen to it back and 90% of it's mumbling. And I kept hearing the words Crazy in Love, Crazy in Love. And I was like, oh, that's quite a nice title. And I was like, I can't do that. And then I thought, I can't. It just really stuck. And I thought, do you know what? You can really spin it and make it a really nice Crazy in Love. And I collaborated with Stonebridge, great producer, and now friends. And yeah, we just created this banger for summer. So yeah. Very delighted with it.
It started off as and you changed it a bit, did you?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? No.
Do you know what? I've heard Strange. Do you remember that? Was it Pharrell Williams and Duran? Oh, Robin Thicke. And it was basically a Marvin Gaye song. I was like, what? How are you getting away with this?
I know. And the thing is, it's like, you know, everyone's got to take inspiration somewhere. Otherwise, how can anyone actually survive in the music industry? But yeah, 100%, this has nothing to do with Beyonce.
Yeah, because there's inspiration and then there's pure theft, isn't there?
Exactly. And unless you've got a hefty bank balance and lawyers behind you, you don't want to go down that road.
Oh, God, no, you definitely don't. Sure you don't. You don't want to be getting that letter in the post, that's for sure. Are you still on your fitness buzz, Shane? The last time we spoke, I think you were about to embark on it, or you just kind of started it because your missus was doing it too.
Yeah, we did it.
You did it? Okay.
Yeah, we loved it.
How did you get on?
We did it. It was fantastic. We both absolutely enjoyed being part of. Yeah, it was a company called UP Fitness, and you know they do a lot of training for a lot of people in the industry. Yeah, no, we had a lot of fun with it, but it's one of those things. It was great for that moment, and then we did a few jobs, and then now you know it's one of them. We both just. Soph is so into his fitness anyway. I mean, her escape is she goes to the gym. She loves it. Of the classes, and she absolutely adores it. With me, yeah, it's all about for me. It's about the eating as well. I enjoy going to the gym, but Sophie cooks fresh every day, so I'm very lucky in that sense. Otherwise, it's very easy to eat all the biscuits in the cupboard. Which
How can I get into this, Shane? Can you tell me how can I get into it? I just can't. I don't enjoy exercise. I just enjoy eating biscuits.
you know what? That should be maybe the gym and a healthy biscuit. I don't know. Gym and biscuit. That's a new company. There we go. Gym and biscuit.
Is it something that you kind of have to force yourself at the start, and then you go right? I'm going to start to enjoy this now. Or like, how do you get into fitness if you've never really done it?
It's always hard to get into, first of all, isn't it? Because the thought of going to the gym for a lot of people, you don't have any willpower. And if you don't have any friends that go to the gym either, you all kind of like follow the same thing and just don't do nothing. And I think more than anything, it's about finding something in that you'll be very surprised at what type of stuff they do in the gym. A lot of people think gym and think, oh, a trainer, that's going to absolutely destroy me. Yeah. If you want that, great. But on the upside of it, there's a lot of positives from it. Like you can really go to the gym and find some really nice classes to meet people as well. Mm-hmm. And you can become quite like part of a community and a bit of a hub. If you start taking these nice classes and things like that, there could be Zumba classes, dance classes. There's so much you can do, but I think it always helps if you've got a friend that enjoys going to the gym as well.
Yeah, you got to be disciplined, don't you? I guess you have to say, right, every day I go at this time, or every second day, whatever. I'm brilliant. Do you know what I'm brilliant at, Shane? I'm brilliant at joining gyms. Fantastic at joining them. Going is another thing.
Oh, I know. Imagine getting your statement of saying how many times have we actually been in zero.
I know. The two visits were like cost about £300 a go.
And that's the thing as well. That should be more than enough incentive to go, because it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So when you do go, you should definitely make sure you earn it.
Are you going to be? I know this is a single that you're releasing. Is it part of an album, or what's the plan?
This particular single is not part of the album. I'm working on a couple of different side projects at the minute. I'm looking to complete an album. I think because of me saying that I just started writing since last year because of everyone being so the pandemic. You know, it was like, oh wow, okay. So I can start writing an album, I can start writing songs, and I signed my first writing publishing deal whilst in lockdown, which is great, and that meant now that I can start pitching songs for films, Netflix, other things as well.
Now you have it, Shane. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for me, it's like it was a great eye opener. Like, wow, it's a new challenge. And then I was like, oh, I'll start looking at maybe doing some of my own songs as well. So I would love to be able to try and complete an album before the end of the year for a release of the early part of next year. So that would be awesome. But this song has nothing to do. This is just a side project.
Yeah. What year was The X Factor? Because I do remember. I remember watching it avidly the year that you were on. But I'm trying to think.
2005.
Oh, genius. 2005. What?
I know.
Holy God. Because there's been lots in the news recently, people saying how awful it was back then and how they were treated terribly. Like, was that the case? Or is that just, you know, when you're part of a telly show like that, it's going to be really tough?
Well, any part of the industry is going to be tough, and every individual person has their own individual experience. For me personally, I was a second season. I didn't find any problems, but that was me, that was my experience, and that's not answering for anyone else that has, you see. Because I know that a few people have spoken about experiences, and rightly so, you know, we talk about mental health here and how it affects, and if you feel like you're poorly treated, then absolutely you should voice it and hopefully those changes get made. You know, if and when the show comes back around, or any shows like that come back around. But for me, I had an absolute scream. I mean, the only negative that I experienced was only from a personal one, which was basically I developed nodules. So once the show was finished, and then not a lot of people still know, but I had a throat operation, I had nodules taken off. And that was just through an onslaught of, well, basically using your voice a lot more than you normally do during the day.
So I was doing
the rehearsals. You know, so that's part and parcel, you know. If you overwork something, it's going to get tired. And that was it.
Yeah. And then, of course, poor Shane had to deal with Sharon Osbourne flirting outrageously.
Oh, well, she's a liar. Yeah.
Flirting outrageously. It was shocking at the time.
But you know, I love that. And that was the great thing about it, is that, you know, people at home loved it. They loved the little kind of little thing that she did with her hands. And it was our little thing. And I think it as well, definitely helped my confidence in terms of relaxing on stage, you know, when you had that banter between the judges. And it was a great time. 16 years ago.
Oh my God, that's hard to believe that you're 65 now, Shane. Really, isn't it? Really hard to believe that. When are you getting the pension?
Don't I look amazing?
Fab. Well, listen, the best of luck with the new single. Are we going to see you on the telly again soon? What do you reckon?
More than anything, I think with having this single out and then looking to release something pretty soon as well. I wanted to get myself over to Ireland and see some family, but also bring one or two shows, but depending on the restrictions being lifted your side as well. So you know how it is, how to promote it. The single is out, download it, and it gets me a show over in Ireland.
Where are your family in Ireland, Shane?
Oh geez, all over Southern Ireland. Let's go. Roscommon, Dundalk, Tipperary, Cork, Tune.
All over. They're everywhere. Are they in Dublin? Well, Dundalk's not too far from Dublin.
There's been loads in Dublin. I mean, my dad's the ward side, my mum's a Joyce, quite an Irish gabbert.
Well, listen, book in a couple of weeks and get yourself over here. Shane, great catching up, and we'll talk to you soon, no doubt.
Lovely. Take care of yourself.
See you now. Bye. It is Something for the Weekend. Bye, on bye. Ireland's Classic Hits. Enjoy your Holliers.
Thanks, darling. Appreciate that.